Yeah, dude.
Go watch the damn movie.
As soon as I saw this bumper coming up, I'm like, oh, he's going to talk about it. Yeah, dude.
I was just texting my buddy that I went with last night, and he's like, dude, I can't stop thinking about it. I was crying all morning, man.
Is it one worth buying? Like, is it like
Dude, I'm telling you. Yeah. I haven't seen a movie. So I judge movies on like how it affects me after I leave.
Yeah.
You know, like if I think about a movie for a long time, I was like, damn, that was a good movie. You know, dude, this I haven't left a movie like this in a long time.
Yep.
A long, long, long time where I'm like, oh, I feel like a kid again.
Yep. Yep.
My cheeks, my stomach hurts from laughing.
Well, don't ruin it for the rest of us. All right. Because I still need to see it.
All right. Well, if you've seen the previous ones and you enjoyed those, then go see it. If you're taking grandma for the first time,
don't do it, dude.
Think twice, seriously.
that's a good gauge. I like that. I like that. You know? That's a good one. It's not good enough for your grandma, case she'll have a heart attack watching it. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, she will. She won't. I don't know if grandma liked that one.
Anyway,
that's great.
Glad you got to see it. I need to see
it. One more thing is there's a few new characters, and you know the characters. You've seen them on like YouTube and a few. You know, like, dude, and they're great.
That's what I've seen in the previews. So I'm excited about it.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying Johnny Knoxville goes ham, and he does, dude. But you know who really goes for it? Danger Aaron.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, dude.
He's got to redeem himself because
he's the one that got all the pubes on his face in the last movie. Yeah. You know? Oh, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, because that guy has gotten the short end of every stick in the Jackass.
They give him the very short end of this movie, dude.
Him and his silver tooth. Just fantastic. Anyway. All right. Well, go see it. We got to get to it. It's time to wrap things up with your final fact and opinion here. I got a good one about probably one of the greatest foods ever made. Mm-hmm. Cheese is not one of the 27 ingredients. Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese. It's not one of the 27 ingredients listed on the side of the can of Cheese Whiz. That's right. In Cheese Whiz, the beloved food all across the world, cheese is not even listed as one of the ingredients.
There's no cheese in Cheese Whiz? What is it?
I don't know.
It's just whiz?
it's some coagulated thing from heaven. I don't care what you say. I know it's not good for you. I know at no point in time during a Cheese Whiz eating marathon am I doing something good for my body, but I don't care. You give me a box of chicken and a biscuit crackers and a can of Cheese Whiz, forget about it.
I got two bottles right now in my cabinet. You know I have two bottles? Because I got two different kinds. And I didn't have the cojones to choose one.
No man should. That's not a choice any man should have to make in his life. I'll do you one step better. I'll even get the Great Value brand Cheese Whiz.
Oh, damn.
Dude, you could lay brick. That is mortar that you could use on bricks for the side of your house.
Right. How much longer are you living if you don't get the Great Value brand? Exactly. You know, I mean, come on.
Get a day or two, but God, I love it. And the whole time you're eating it, too, like, as an adult, I understand. Like, as a kid, you know, you just know it tastes good. And you're like, oh, this is good. You pour it right in your mouth. You do the Leaning Tower of Cheesa, like Cheese the Goofy Whiz movie. But as an adult, like, I get it. Like, I understand that this is clogging my arteries, that this is taking precious time off my life, but it's so effing good. And it's in a can. Like, you don't need a plate. You just need
It's awesome. It's clean.
Yeah.
You know, except that little nugget you got to pull off the top, you
after,
know, before
after
you
the
use
first
it.
Time, the first time you
yeah,
use
little
it.
Little dried up
that
piece
next
of
time you go, you just flick that off.
Comes
you
out know, real nice, though. You know, it
and
comes
here's
out
the best
nice.
Part. You forget to take it off before you sit down
dude,
on the couch.
You're gonna be chewing on that.
So
dude.
You just flick it and it lands somewhere in the house. Like, ah, the dog will get it. The dog will get it. It's fine. It's fine. I love Cheese Whiz, and I don't care if on my deathbed the doctor goes, you know what? You ate too much cheese. Was back. Whatever. Doc, pull the plug. It was worth it.
You know what? You should look up Cheese Whiz recipes on Google. I'm sure there's like a huge, like, you know.
I guarantee. There's some sad, lonely guy out there all by himself in his mid-40s living in his mom's basement.
Cans of Cheese Whiz in his closet.
My diet consists mostly of crackers and Cheese Whiz. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, all right, Cheese Whiz, we love you. We love you. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.